Then Zohar brings the pasuk by here, Chag Advarim Hayel Velikini Sos Avraham. This title also is a Loshna Chavelim. Isa Betikune Zohar Tikin Ayin Daf Kuvi Atresim Adalos. Tikune Zohar, it says, Misitra de Yamina, Mayha Chivra Ki Kaspa. That's in the Tzad Yamin, Yamin is Ahava. There the Mayach is white like silver. Plain shot means that there is no dinim there. White Lavon is Chesed, Lavon is Rachmim, and Adam right, red is Gevura, dinim. So in Tzad Yamin, there are no dinim, it's white. It's all chesed. Adohu d'chsiv, zera Avraham oyhavi. That's what it says in the Pasuk. This goes on the Sitra of the Yamin, because Avraham is a Tzad Yamin. It's an Indian of Ahava and chesed. Ben Adol says, hinei behistaklus yesh oyra yosho vi oyra chesed. And the power of re'iyah, the power of sight and looking, there's an oyra yosho, that means the light that goes forward. The person looks, there's an Oyha Yosha directly, and there's a light that returns to him. The Hispashtus Hara'is, who Oyha Yosha, the power of sight as it spreads out, and the person can see things, that's the Oyha Yosha, the direct look. And when his sight reaches a thing which he is looking at, who Oyha Chayzeh, then it becomes a light that returns to him. Abnosazal explains this, ki ikar koyach ra'ayis, that's the main power of sight. Machmashe koyach ra'ayis, halachu mispashet umake bedavar hanira. Main power of sight is because the koyach ra'ayis of sight goes and it spreads out and it strikes the thing that is being seen. The sight coming from his eyes reaches the thing that's being seen, it strikes that, v'chazer koyach ra'ayis, and then the power of sight returns, as it strikes it, it bounces back. Because of the fact that it struck and hit there and it couldn't go any further, so it goes back to the eyes, and it's tayed hadova beinayim. The thing takes form inside the person's eyes. Then the eyes see that which is being seen, as explained before. So the result, we see that in the koyach of the eyes, there are two pratim: the chinas oyl hayosho, the oyl hachayze. The first, the koyach where the sight is spread from his eyes to the thing that's being seen. That's the first bechina, the straight light. When the sight strikes the thing that's being seen, through this, the thing returns, the form returns to his eyes, and there it takes form in his eyes. He understands what he has seen. Shai Dezeika had a Yekanal, for this is the main power of sight itself. Zel Bechinas Oyra Chayze. It's called the Oyra Chayze, where the light returns. She Chayze Vishov had a Isla Inav Kanal. That the thing that is seen returns back to his eyes. It's called Oyra Chayze. She was part of Baruch Hu Afsh in Nispas Bishom Mido. Hashem, although he is not Nispas, we cannot conceive of him in any measure, any kind. Ach Kadela Shabed Ha'izim, but in order that we should be able to understand a little, Nema by Gamkein, also it says by Hashem, Kiram Hashem, Hashem is up above, the Shofol Yira, and he sees below, the Gavai Haimecha Yeda, and from above he knows, from far he afterwards he knows. So here too we find by Hashem, Kaviyacho, the Yir HaYosha and Eir HaChayze, Yira Hu Bechinas Eir HaYosha, the Shofol Yira, he sees. That means that the sight by Hashem goes down to below. From far above, now the sight goes back to him, he sees, and then he knows. A person knows after the sight comes back, before that there's no knowledge of what he sees. The main knowledge, knowing what a person sees, a person can know what he has seen only through the Eir HaChayze, when the thing returns to his sight. When the thing which he sees returns back to his eyes. Alkin and therefore the following at times, the Adam Muraya Ezadova be in of Mamish, a person may actually see something with his eyes. The Apple became in the Idea Mahurayan, still he wouldn't know what he saw. The reason is, when he takes something past his eyes at a very fast pace, he still doesn't know what he saw. His eyes saw it, but it went past so quickly. There was no time for the sight to go back to the eyes, the sight of the Badata, he'd be able to form, this thing should take form in his mind, until he'll be able to know what it is. since it went so quickly, he didn't have a chance, and therefore, though he saw it, there was no other hachayzer, so he doesn't know what he saw. So therefore, the knowing of what he has seen is the bechinas ayin hachayzer. That's why mimechaki yeda by Hashem it says he knows mimechaki. That means that the yediyah must be the ayin hachayzer. So we find that by kaviyach Hashem also there's an ayin hayosha and ayin hachayzer. That Rabbi Nachman says Yishnosh is taklos eisek kli. That looking itself creates a kli. The hainu gavul uzman. Kli, that means a boundary. A boundary for space and a boundary for time. Before he saw this thing, there was no boundary at all to it. When he sees a thing, then it takes form into a certain, there's a measure to it. This is what the Gemara says in Yuma. Hashem gave you mon to eat in the midbar. Man anayscha, in order to make you suffer. The Gemara says, ki ein adema mishraya v'eichel. There's no comparison between one who sees what he is eating and one who does not see what he's eating. Mikan shesuma ein leisera. From here we learn that a person who's blind can never feel satiated, can never feel satisfied with what he eats. Ki mish ein adema ein leisera kama. Because one who does not see cannot feel satisfied. He doesn't feel filled. And here too, in the case of the mon, they saw this uga. They were able to taste in it anything they wanted. They ought to taste meat, they ought to taste any good food. But still, it was la'aneischa. It was a chiddush, it was a privilege, it was a big hanoa to have what you want with, but still they could taste it, but they couldn't see it. So that was a suffering. You're just like a sumo, a blind person doesn't feel satisfied with what he eats. So too, they were a mechina of a blind person. They could eat every type of thing, but they couldn't see it, so they couldn't get real slave out of it. Maskana de Gemara. The Gemara finishes off. My kara, pasuk, tayv mara inayim behalach nafesh. That is good. The mara inayim, be able to see that which gives kayach to the nefesh. Food is what keeps up the kind of nefesh, and the being able to see it is very good. Ki bekayach hara ois ahilach nafshay v'hu agvul. With the kayach of sight, he makes a path where the nefesh can go on. And that is the gvul, which means that there is a limit, a certain amount that a person sees, and then that follows up with a limited amount that the nefesh gets out of it. But there is still a gvul that's created through the seeing. In this case, let's say it's seiva, but that is the gvul for the kayach alois. Zeh bechinas malas abitochen. This is the maila abitochen, having faith in Hashem. Bitochen hu bechinas estaklus. Bitochen is also bechinas estaklus, looking. Shem estakel v'tzeife b'einav l'Hashem yizborach levad b'teach boi. He looks up, he looks forward to Hashem with bitochen. He has bitochen l'Hashem. Bechinas einei cher lechi yisabedu. All eyes, hope, look forward to Hashem. Ki ayadei ha estaklus v'bitochen gem kineis a kli. Through looking with bitochen, he also creates a keli to receive the shefa. Bitochen is the keli to receive the shefa. Ha'inu gevul uzman, meaning a boundary and a limit, an amount and volume and zman and time. Ki ha'ashpo yiredes ma'mal atomet. The shefa of food and livelihood and everything comes down continually from heaven. There's always continuous rain and shefa of that of the needs and necessities of a person. Achshehi b'lai zman, but there's no time involved in it. It's without a time limit. Sometimes a person needs a certain thing right now, and he'll get it in 2 or 3 years later. So why? Because he hasn't got the keli to receive it now. So as far as he's concerned, the zman is not right. Through his stakless with bitochen, he makes for the shefa a gevul and a zman. Meaning, should tova yashefa be ace uzman shu tzorech, that the shefa should come in exactly the time in which he needs it. That's the ayin chayzer. With the ayin chayzer, he looks with bitachin. What's the ayin chayzer coming back to him? Is the shefa. That's the ayin chayzer coming back in the gevul uzman that he needs. Is that perish haposik? And this is the end of the pasuk. Enei halacha yisabedu. People look with bitachin to Hashem. Be'atanei shalom esachlam be'itay. Hashem gives them the food be'itay in his man. Perish. Through their stakus with bitachon to Hashem, which is meant by the first half of the pasuk, genefalach hisabelu. I did this with this. After this, comes zochon beitoy, beitoy daika. You give them their food in this month. I know be esus man sheut sarich, the time in which they need it. Can bitachon shulbuchinus stakus isa kli or gvul is man canal, because the bitachon which is a stakus creates the kli and gvul, the kli and the gvul in his man for this kli to receive the beracha of Hashem. That's what we said, that his taklas creates a kli which is gevul in zman. This is the bechina of the mala of being niskarev to the tzaddikim. Kiyesh bechinas soma nafshi. This is the bechina of soma nafshi where a person is thirsty for duchnias. The hainu kimei mishu tzomei mi oid. The person is very thirsty. Shesheisa afilu mayim hadoyin. He is so thirsty he even drinks waters that are bad for him. My king, Gamba Menes Habedi Yisporach, so too when Habedi's Hashem, Yesh Bnei Odom Shein Tamad Bechina Simoin. Persons who are always, they got the slavos that hasn't got any midah. There's no limit to their slavos. The Lindim, the Eidim, Abedosek Tamid, they learn Abed Hashem, the Eim Tamad Bechina Simoin. And they're always in the Bechina, Kerigari of thirst. Ki Nafshe Shekekes Tamid Labedes Yisporach. The Nefesh always is drawn, desires to be Abed Hashem. As without time, without seichel. At times, there's an inyan of, like a man that brings of pshitus, a prostak, when a person is supposed to stop learning, that's the key of taida. A person learns too much, his mind is tired. You have an inyan of emunah also, chadash malkar, the man that brings. You have to have a rest period in order to kayim the taida. For the sake of the key of taida. But she calls of eis lasses la Hashem, I feed the taida seichel. The time when the kima teira depends upon the stopping of learning. Zehu malas is dafkas b'tzaddikim. This is the mala of becoming attached to tzaddikim. Ki heim oisim gevul uzman v'val yihye v'china simoim. Because they make a gevul and uzman for the person of it is Hashem. He shouldn't be in the v'china of this continuous thirst. He should find seva in satisfaction in of it is Hashem. Zeh teira shapozik tzoma nafshi l'lei kim li'el choi. So enough is a bechina simoin canal, that there is this thirst, this continuous thirst for the arigavu mosai ovoi. So the tefillah is, when can I come to the point for lo yehi a bechina simoin? How can I be shemadadegi? Will not be a bechina stam simoin. Ve'eroe penei rikim ve'eroe daika. The haynu she'ezki shetihi ha'avoda bechina seriyah. Should be in a bechina of re'iyo, this stakus which creates gevul and zman, sha'azayu b'mechinas gevul uzman koroi kana. Then the avedas Hashem will be in a bechina of gevul and zman, not bechina simoin. Because I in a bechina simoin kana, and it's not bechina stam simoin, it's bechina with a gevul and zman where you find seiva in avedas Hashem. Alkim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim tzorech ischachi samoichim. Therefore, every day a person requires the ischachus amoichim, renewal of the moich. K'mashikosuv chadoshim labkorim. Chadoshim labkorim means every morning there's a renewal. That's an inyan of zman. Each morning is zman, and not simoin. K'mashikosuv mechadesh betuvai. Also is mechadesh betuvai, renewal is inyan of zman. K'chidesh hamoich, blessings are said, the chidesh of the moich, behinesh hazech, v'sechol chodosh. To a renewal, a new chnuseichel, the sechel haylach v'godel b'chol pam, and a sechel advances continually. Zeh bechina se'ir. That's a bechina av re'ir, the power of sight. Ki yedias ha'sechel bechina se'ir. Because the knowledge of the sechel is the bechina se'ir too. She yedaya u'mevin hadover al buriyoy. He sees and understands a thing clearly. Ki loraya oisay bi'ena b'riyah yofer. As though he sees a thing with his eyes, with a clear sight.
That their eyes were open.
This means being able to see. Hashikadosh says it means that they were able to understand. There was the idea in their sight. In this kayach of yais, there are two bechinas, two categories. One whose power of sight is good, he has a clear vision, he can see from far. He doesn't have to come too close to the thing he wants to see. The one whose sight is not clear, it isn't strong,
The person whose mayach, his mind is very clear, yachalei his spalar by limit b'le'ian, he can daven and learn without too much concentration, so he can still do it correctly. Yesh mi shetzorech l'ahalis v'malchashtei v'kaidim shiyadabit. It's not a person who hasn't got a clear mind. He has to first think a lot about a thing before he can say it. If he daven v'kaidim shiyalei v'malchashtei, if he will speak before he thinks about it, yadibu b'le machshava, then the word be without machshava. There will be words that are not correct. Ubechinas achal hadvorim. That's the bechina of achal hadvorim. The Bein Ezra brings many times. In Zayin Kodesh, achal hadvorim means in back of the things. It's then you have dinim that are yenik me achadayim. Dinim are always yenik me achad. The gvuris and dinim are yenik. That's then you have kwipas. That's pshat of dibe boi machshava, achal hadvorim. It's the vorim boi machshava. Zayin bechinas mechin dikatnus, shayin bechinas dinim. That's mechin dikatnus, where the mechin is not clear, small.
That's the bechina of dinim. Achal hadvorim. That's the bechina of achal hadvorim. The Bein Ezra brings many times. In Zayin Kodesh, achal hadvorim means in back of the things. It's then you have dinim that are yonik me achadayim. Dinim are always yonik me ochev. The gvuris and dinim are yonik. That's then you have klipos. That's the pshat of dibe boi machshava achal hadvorim. It's the vorim boi machshava. Zayin bechinas mechin dikatnus, shayin bechinas dinim. That's mechin dikatnus, where the mayach is not clear, small. It's a bechina of dinim. Umishasich by tzach, or begadlus amechin. But one whose seichel is clear, that's a gadlus amechin, where there are no dinim. Ubechinas rachmim vachsodim. That's a bechina of rachmim and chasodim, k'may mechachmenazar. The Gemara says, g'day lo deyo shnita bein beis shemis. That das is very great because the word das is written between two, the Shemus Hashem. Shemus Ki Kael Deus Hashem. You have the word Deus between the Shem Kael and between Hashem. The Kael Hu Chesed. And Kael is the Shem of Chesed. Kemeshe Kosu Chesed Kael Kol Hayim. The first Shem is Chesed Vi Hashem Hu Rachmim. And the second Havaya is Rachmim. Kemeshe Kosu Rachmach Rabim Hashem. So we see that Das is between both Shemus of Chesed and Rachmim. Achi Yevshele Hispal B'Sechel Tzach. But how can a person get to this Sechel Tzach? How can he get to daven with this clear Sechel? It is impossible. Ad sheyoshu b'tshuva shleima chatov. First he must do tshuva shleima for his sins. K'mesher kosev amol Hashem es levavcha. Hashem will be mal your heart. And v'tagum v'tagum z'v'yadei Hashem yas tipshus libach. That Hashem will take away the tipshus of your heart. Then a person will be able to be mispalo with a tefila, with a correct tefila. Which tshuva are we speaking about? The tshuva me'avo. Tshuva me'avo, shlo yishoer shum reishim klal. Tshuva me'avo, so there's no reishim, no imprint, no mark left of the chet, the sin. K'mamer chazal, the Gemara says in Yomot, tshuvu bonim sheivovim, erpa meshuvosim. Well, he says, return you children who are wild, who are sinful, and will cure you from your sin. So the Gemara asks, the kosher sheivovim, kashir sheivovim, mashma demay kora b'loy shum reishim. Return you children sheivovim. Tshuva, where you'll have no reishim at all, no mark left of your sins, meaning sheivovim. Return you who are considered sheivovim. When you did this sin, you were sheivovim. Means you weren't guilty. You're not responsible because you were sheivovim at the time. That means that at the time of the sin, there was no sin at all. The sin is erased completely. And he says, "Ever mishavasim, I will cure." That means that there is a reishim left. There is a sin, but I will cure it. So there's a stira in the pasuk itself. And Mishani, the Gemara answers, "Kameyavo, kameyira." And where it is meyavo, so there's no reishim left from this sin at all. Where is meyira, so there is a reishim left. It's cured, it's forgiven, but there is a reishim left from the sin. And this tshuva we're speaking about has to be tshuva meyavo. Ki meyavo ein nishar shum reishim. When the tshuva is done me'avo, there's no reishim left whatsoever. Yesh lo sechel tzach, then he has a clear sechel, because the sechel is not the tumtum, it hasn't got the imprint of reishim of a chet. Yochar le hispalel b'li iyun, he can be mispalel without concentration, because he has then the clear sechel, means gadlus hamechen. Chol yoyim v'yoyim, yochar le hischadish mechay. And every single day, then he can be mechadish his mayach, and that's pshat that there is no longer an inyan of tzimoyin. There is a gvul in his man for this. So in Mela there's no tzimoyin, in Mela his sechel is sach, Mela can daven
correctly and mind correctly without Nazi mind.
V'zeh peirish al posik, this is pshat, ne posik, v'hi achar advorim, peirish. Odom shu tamed b'shoveh, sheni yochel lo b'leschad shesamechin,
a person who is always on one level, where he cannot come to a b'china v'leschad shesamechin, renewal of the mayach. He's continually the same. That means that for him there's no inyan of his man, there's no keli, there's no gvul of his man. He hasn't got the leschad shesamechin, which means she'll be katna samechim, that he is in the katna samechim, he has the sechel tzach, she'll bechina so he kin dinim, that the bechina of dinim, as we said, achar advarim is dinim, she'zeo bechina is achar advarim, canal, that's the bechina of achar advarim, that's dinim, kin niso, haynu, the nasa is so le horim, as bechina samechim be katnus, she'en bechina so he kin, niso then your nasa is to raise up, this bechina of the kin of dinim, the mechim be katnus, says, lechina yedei bechina is avroham, she'll bechina is ahavor. This a person can be zechut to through the bechina of Abraham, which is a bechina of Ahava. Said Abraham, I have it. They tshuva may Ahava, because through tshuva may Ahava, zechin lemechin the gadlus. A person zechut to mechin of gadlus. He goes out of mechin the katnus. He goes in the mechin the gadlus. And bechina is chasodin v'rachim kanal. It's a bechina of chesed v'rachim. Because kel deyes Hashem, mechin the gadlus is das, which is between the two shemas, kel and Hashem. It's a bechina of chasodin v'rachim. Is there where kim niso is Abraham? שהידי בחינס אברהם מנסן ומידים מן הסמלכם מקטן שהם בחינס עליקים ובחינת אברהם, which is אהבו, תשובה מי אהבו so they raise, they מלכם את קטנס, which is בחינס עליקים דינים וזרחם המלכם בגדלוס כנאו וזרחם המלכם בגדלוס וצח וצח זה פלש הזה אלי קודש, זה פלש דיקון הזה מסיטרה דימינו, מלכם רגי קספר, פלש מסיטרה דימינו מידס אהבו so the ימינו זה מידה of אהבו from that מידה of אהבו meaning from תשובה מי אהבו Nasa sichlai tzach ki kesef. His mind becomes clear like clear silver. Adon v'duchsiv zera Avraham ha'yavi, ki ha'mayach mikido zera Avraham ha'yavi. Mayach is called zera Avraham ha'yavi, shi midas ahava. Shi midas zoyis pola sechel tzach kanal. This midah of ahava, a person can come to sechel tzach, he's no longer in the bechina simoin, he's eved Hashem, by ahava, with a sechel tzach, where there is a gvul and a zman. Baruch Hashem.